Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishmas Haran B'Yakov Shalom Daf Asi Yitzchok. We're holding new Daf Pivov. This Daf speaks about the Maila of Tshuva and the greatness of Tshuva, and there's a lot to talk about. And the Gemara on the end of Pivov on Daf, beginning of Pivov on Beis, speaks about the Gedoyel of Tshuva, how great Tshuva is, that it's reaching, where what does it reach, what does it affect. And Reb Tzadik HaKohen wrote a Sefer, which is called Takonas HaShovim, and the first part of the Sefer, a third of the whole Sefer is coming to explain this Gemara. Every piece of the Gemara, Gedoyel Tshuva, that reaches the Kisei HaKavod, Gedoyel Tshuva, where does it reach to? It's a whole Sefer on this Gemara. But I want to focus over here. You know, the Gemara says, Gedoyel Tshuva, that afilu zdoinois nasim zechuyos. Even the zodoin, a person doesn't have very bemezit, it becomes into a mitzvah. How do we understand that? Why does zdoinus become a mitzvah? So the truth about Tanya already in the Sefer Likutei Torah speaks about that, and explains that the way tshuva works is that Adam can accomplish what he needs to accomplish through Torah and mitzvahs. But if he doesn't, he did something wrong. So when he is sorry about what he did, when he feels regret, when it pains him, so then that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes from above and accomplishes for the person whatever he needs to accomplish through his ma'aseh. So to speak, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you can do it, I'll do it for you, as long as you are sorry about it, as long as you care, as long as it disturbs you, and you want to reach that higher level, Kadosh Baruch Hu will do it for you. That's part of the idea that Baal Tshuva, Makosh Baal Tshuva Oimdim, about Tshuva is an higher level because he doesn't have to accomplish anything because Baruch Hu does it for him. But how does that work? Only because he feels the merirus aleif, it pains him of what he did, and he's yearning for Hashem, and then Hashem comes. It says the Baal Tanya, that's what it means, that even the zdoinus becomes chuyus, because what does the zdoinus become chuyus mean? The fact that he did something wrong, the fact that he did something that pains him, that brings him to that understanding, that level of connection to Hashem. So his averus brought him closer to Hashem. So that the simple understanding that even this day he did something bad, that pains him even more, and that became a schus. He turns that to be a schus, turns that to be a stepping stone to get closer to Hashem. Reb Tzadik HaKohen has another mahalach that he says throughout his sfarim, a little less but the Karas HaShavim, so clearly there, but in other places, he says the explanation of what Tshuva is all about in the following way. And this he writes in the name of the Ishbitze, is the Be'er Shiloyach, his Rebbe. And the idea is like this. Really, everything that's happening in this world, anything that a person accomplishes, only happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to accomplish. Not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to accomplish, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the koyach to accomplish it. As the Gemara tells us, Ein adam noikef etzboi lamato elim kenichrizo olam milamala. A person cannot move his finger, hurt his finger in this world, if it wasn't achraz, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not announce it up there in Shemayim. Gam kol ma'aseinu pal talonu. Everything we do is HaKadosh Baruch Hu pumps us, gives us koyach to do it. Nobody can accomplish anything in this world without Ratzon Hashem. So every ma'ase that happened in this world, every deed, every aveira, it only happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed it to happen. So what do we judge for? What are we judged on? Says Reb Tzadik, a person is judged not for what he did, because what he did was only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to do it, but because what he wanted to do, his ratzon, the bad ratzon, he chose to do something bad, that's what he's judged for. When a person does tshuva, so what he really does is, he takes away that original ratzon. He says, no, I don't want that anymore. So if he's doing tshuva mihiro, meaning he's doing tshuva because of he's scared of Hashem, means he doesn't really take away his original ratzon. So he hopes that thing should not happen. But if he does tshuva me'avo, what he does really means is I love Hashem and I really regret that bad ratzon that I had. So he's oikar the ratzon. He uproots his original will. When he uproots the original will, all that you left with is the ma'aseh. All you left with is what happened in the world. What happened because of Hashem. So all that is requested from a person is to uproot his ratzon completely, me'avo, take away his will. Mimele, everything that was done was Hashem's Ratzon, was Hashem's deeds. That's what it means that Zdoinois Nasus Keschuyos. Schuyos, mitzvah, is what Hashem wants to happen. Every deed in the world, Hashem wants it to happen. But he doesn't want to that the person should have the bad will. If he does tshuva me'ava and takes away the original ratzon, mimele, what happens to that deed? It becomes only ratzon Hashem. That's what it means. Zdoinus nasim lo yisechuyos. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.